The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Mike is calling from Long Island. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. How you doing? First time caller. Appreciate the call.
Thank you, man.
I heard you talk about rather losing 11-0 or coming back and losing in that fashion.
Yes, yes.
I think you got to look at it as a couple perspectives. As a fan, an emotional standpoint, I think I'd rather just lose 11-0. You can chalk it up, move on to the next game, instead of going through that emotional, you know, ups and down there. As a team perspective, I would look at it as, you know, we could take some positives from coming back, making it a 9-9 game. You can actually take something from that game. So I think you have to look at it either as a fan or as a team perspective. But as a fan, I would never want to, you know, go through those emotional ups and downs. And the last thing I want to comment about is, Igor Shesterkin's the king of New York until Aaron Judge could do something in the playoffs.
I mean, what the hell has Igor really done in the postseason?
You know what? And I'm a big Ranger fan.
More than Judge.
Yeah. No, he is not. Get lost with that. Igor isn't even a pimple on Henrik Lundqvist's ass at this point, too. You want to make all that money? You go shut down. They shouldn't have to go spend as much money on defensemen if he was that size. I've had it.
This isn't Henrik's day. Like, if it was Henrik Lundqvist still around, I could understand that. He was the goalie of a team that went to the Cup Final on how many Game 7s they won. But Igor Shesterkin hasn't done that. And if we're judging it based on playoff if we're judging it based on playoff performances, then the king is Jalen Brunson. I mean, we go back to the argument that we initially had.
No, it's not.
If we're really banking it on postseasons,
he had too many disappearing acts versus the Pacers.
This has already been codified into law. Let's stop debating it. There is no debate. The floor is closed.
There is only one thing I do want to add.
No filibuster is allowed.
You're right. I can't pull off Hakeem Jeffries' 8.5-hour filibuster, though I would try.
That's so weak.
I know. Seriously, 8.5 hours?
Give me Cory Booker any day.
Well, back in the 1870s, they'd go like 39 hours.
Because they had to.
That's right.
I think Cory broke it.
I think he did. Ted Cruz did it for a while, too.
He did.
I think he was reading from a book. Either way, the one thing I will add on the King debate is I've just been notified by the official accountant of the Evan and Tiki program that Sean Morash has referred to King Aaron Judge today without the King name 4 times.
Excellent.
So that's $4 more into the pot for him.
Whatever.
I apologize. I said that wrong. Sean has only done it once. Okay. So $1 in the pot. Mm. Tiki has done it 4 times.
That's right.
So right now, the grand total of fines for not correctly referring to the King as King is I owe $15.
Mm-hmm.
Sean owes $11. Tiki owes $6, and Tommy Lugauer, not here today, owes a single dollar.
So we've referred to King Aaron Judge as King way more before he was named King than after.
Yeah, we're struggling.
Yes. This is the first time that we've had a real conversation about King Aaron Judge.
Exactly.
He's the topic of our talk.
And the team stinks right now, so when you're in good, happy mood, you're more likely to call him King.
That's true.
Well, I mean, he actually was kingly last night.
Oh, he definitely was.
But they
you know
stink.
What? Actually, the real king of New York has become Anthony Volpe, because if he wasn't from here, he'd be working at Starbucks.
I don't think it's as simple as that. I think it's as simple as Cashman's loyal to the prospect he believes is going to be a star. Do you guys remember, and I'd have to find the audio. I should try to find it and replay it. But about a year ago, Brian Cashman was involved in a very, I guess it was like kind of a big back and forth with some of the beat reporters at the winter meetings about Anthony Volpe.
No, I don't remember this.
And Cashman got hot and was like, all right, well, you know what? If he doesn't become what I think he is, then you could tell me I'm wrong. Like, it was a very defensive conversation. And I think it was either a year ago or 2 years ago. That's how time doesn't like mean anything in my head anymore.
Right, right.
A year, 2 years, same thing. But Brian, you have it already, Rami? Was it a year ago or 2 years ago?
I want to say it was the end of his rookie season.
Okay, so two seasons ago. Here's Brian Cashman in a defensive back and forth with reporters concerning Anthony Volpe. Let's take a listen and hear how this aged.
Let's see. So if Volpe kinds up crushing it this year, are you going to be like, hey, I guess their development system does produce hitters?
I reviewed the movies in front of me. The movies this year weren't good.
Okay,
if the movies are good, next year we'll have a different discussion.
All right, right? And then I can hear you say, you know what? Remember last year? I look forward to that. Yep. I look forward to you telling me that when Volpe crushes it offensively this year for us, that you'll say, hey, man, I guess your development program did a good job. And it was just sea legs under him his first maiden voyage year with not much triple Anders belt.
Wow. Yeah. That's almost uncalled.
Whoever that reporter is that Joel Sherman?
That was Joel Sherman.
So Joel Sherman, please go take that audio that we just played. You can, if you miss it, you can find it on the podcast or rewind on the Odyssey app and take that directly to Cashman and say, Cash, I think we have a conversation that we need to have.
I tweeted it 2 hours ago. That's how I knew where it was.
Nice. Oh, good job.
Nice.
Fantastic.
Good job. Did you tag Joel Sherman?
I did not.
Oh, come on. Tweet it right now.
Here's Joel Sherman back on.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Problem. I know Brian Cashman and Sean Morash are very similar. When they're backed into a corner, and clearly based on that audio, you would think that Brian Cashman's backed into a corner.
Yeah.
You pivot. That's how you get away with it. So remember, at the beginning of that conversation, they're talking specifically about player development. Player development. Mm. Like, basically, Joel Sherman is saying, hey, your player development program sucks.
Right.
Like, outside of Aaron Judge, what have you done? And so Volpe, of course, became the big name. The way Cashman would pivot on this is, well, what about Austin Wells last year? What about Jason Dominguez this year? He would mention other guys. Even the development, I know he's not a young player, of Luke Weaver. Hey, developed him into a pretty good reliever.
Or Ben Rice.
Or Ben Rice. And so the way out of this argument, as much as you guys, and I do not blame you as Yankee fans, to hear that and say, yeah, Brian, admit you're wrong, you loser. It's a very easy pivot to him distracting you with other guys that they're proud of that they develop.
And then the easy pivot back is, but Brian, we're talking about Anthony Volpe, who you refused to trade in big trades. He was untouchable, and you refused to sign Corey Seager because he was untouchable. We weren't talking about Ben Rice and Luke Weaver then.
I get you. I think the direct question to Brian Cashman.
You can't tell I'm pissed off.
I know I can tell. The direct question to Brian Cashman, and hopefully we'll have him on around the trade deadline. This is exactly how I'll ask it, and it'll be quick. Because when you ask a quick question, sometimes they don't have time to think about it. Is Anthony Volpe a disappointment?
Really bad.
That's it. And just answer the question. Is he a disappointment? And Brian Cashman, who I know you're mad at him right now, Sean, and I get it. The criticisms of his moves are all fair game. What I really respect about Brian Cashman is he's very honest. Like, sometimes brutally honest. And I kind of have a feeling that his answer to that question is going to be, yeah.
Unwatchable.
Wow.
That would be a great answer. I think his answer is going to be, yeah. Yeah, I'm disappointed.
Okay, so then the follow-up is, then what are you going to do about it?
What do you want to do about it? Like, I get it. It's a great follow-up, but to you and to anyone else out there, as annoyed as we are with him, what do you want to do?
Honestly,
give me an answer.
You were right about something 2 weeks ago. I'm playing Peraza because at least I could trust his defense, and I'm sitting Volpe down, even if it's a fake IL stint, until after the All-Star break. I don't want to give up on him completely, but clearly just running him out there every day or sitting him on a one-off versus the Baltimore Orioles is not working.
224, 9 home runs, 44 RBIs, a 707 OPS. We all agree it's disappointing. Ooh, can you read Oswald Peraza's numbers
it's
now?
Terrible. It's terrible.
It's worse.
But did you hear what I said?
You just got worse.
I understand that.
No, but I'm just... That's the problem with this.
But I'm getting better defensively.
Is that enough to offset going from a 700 OPS and 9 home runs to what Peraza's done?
Because if the reset for 2 weeks or so, somehow, you got to take a chance at fixing the kid. He's not going to fix it just by going out there and playing every day.
By the
Something
way,
is mentally broken.
The numbers for Oswald Peraza, 157 batting
He's
average
terrible.
With a 506 OPS.
He is terrible offensively. I'm not telling you that's your solution to fix him long term. My point is, I don't know how to save Anthony Volpe, but I know that playing him every day right now is not saving him. It is sinking him further.
I get you. I just think that right now there aren't better options, so I'll tell you what I would do. You didn't ask me, but I'll tell you anyway. I would treat him like the pitcher spot late in games, and I would aggressively pinch it for him.
Mm.
I would. I've got guys on my bench. There are days Goldie doesn't play. There's days Ben Rice doesn't play.
That doesn't fit the narrative, though.
But his defense is killing him before then.
That's true.
That's the problem.
Second or first or leading in errors and shortstops in the American League right now. So it doesn't fit the narrative that we've made about Anthony Volpe.
Well, because he was a good defensive player who's gone backwards.
Right. Defensive regression as well as not being able to hit. It sounds very familiar to Francisco Alvarez.
Yeah.
It happens sometimes.
And Alvarez got sent down, but I think a part of why the Mets sent him down
because his approach was messed up.
Well, I think, but more so than that, a very basic thing is the Mets determined, and they were right, that Luis Torrens every day gives us a better option on an everyday basis than Francisco Alvarez. And so once they determine there's actually somebody on the roster, not that he's great, because he's not, clearly. He's a backup catcher. I've been saying it forever about Torrens. But he's a better option than Alvarez, then it became easy. There is no better option right now on the Yankees roster than Anthony Volpe. And that's a horrible answer. I know that sucks. You don't want to hear it.
Right.
It's true. It just is. Like, sometimes in baseball, we get so mad at players, we talk about cutting them or DFAing them or sending them down, and then we get the cold, hard reality of, someone else has to play. Like, you hate Paul Blackburn? Who's making the start instead of him? I mean, a prospect, which actually sounds really appealing, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know.
And so the problem with Volpe is that, great, Send him down. Great, you bench him.
Yeah, but...
Now you're playing a 150 hitter.
But maybe sitting him 2 weeks, comes back, you play that 150 hitter, then suddenly the fans lay off Anthony Volpe and you deal with his 220 average because you're like, oh, wow, this is a lot better and we've improved.
Can't make decisions based on the fans, Sean, or you'll end up sitting with them.
You know what? It's a good point, except the fans have been more right about this Yankee team than Brian Cashman has the last 3 years, like it or not.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.